Chapter 13 You're the World. Dear Prawn, how to deal with your anger, and this letter is entitled, We Are the World. You may think that this is a new age concept of the 20th and the 21st centuries, when the world is longing for peace. Actually, it is not. It is an old concept, in fact, a long-standing teaching in Buddhism. When the West started to look east and to study Buddhism not long ago, the concept of We Are the World exists in Pali canon called Tipitaka. It was embraced with awestruck astonishment and admiration compared to the teachings of the prophet and leaders of the world religions that are known to us, most of which preach the love for mankind, the justifications for mutual love, are not as well-founded as those given by Buddha in the Pali Canon. You should be reminded that this is only my view of the matter. The justification given by the Buddha for people to love each other, not to be cross with each other, and not inflict harm on each other, is explained thus. During the time mankind is struggling in the endless cycle of birth and death, we are likely to have been a father, mother, brother, sister, wife, husband, son, and daughter, as well as a friend, relative, a neighbor, to one another, time and again, on innumerable occasions in one of our past lifetimes. Hence, anyone who aroused our anger to the point of hitting back with malice in action, word or thought, or by inflicting harm that leads to injury or death. Let us presume that the target of our spiteful intention may have once been our own father, mother, brother, sister, wife, husband, son, daughter, friend, relative, or neighbor. Our malicious act is tantamount to eradicating our own forebears. And who else will be the victim of our ill will but one of our own inner circle, who is in fact was once our flesh and blood? The teaching that we should view the whole of human race as one family or of the same lineage is deemed very modern, but he preached the concept long before this paradigm was reinvented and propagated in New Age campaigns, especially when the Twin Towers of World Trade Center were demolished by two commercial planes, navigated by terrorists on September 11, 2001. The world community was in dire need of readjusting its paradigm. We no longer want segregation and discrimination into different races, Jewish, American, Islamic, and so forth. Segregation breeds hatred, carnage, ethnocide, genocide, and mass destruction. In fact, if mankind could free itself from a narrow-minded paradigm and adopt some of the Buddha's teachings, the world would simply become a better place to live in. Just imagine, if you regard everyone amicably, those who love you, who are angry with you, or with whom you are angry, as if they were your loving friends and relatives, who on earth will there be to deserve your anger? But this seems to be the problem. It is not easy to make everyone in the whole wide world feel connected, as if they belong to the same family. The most conspicuous and blinding barrier that keeps man from the bond of brotherhood is ideological attachment. Attachments to a religion, cult, or ideology service people into cliques in accordance to their affiliation, so and so that they do not view others as fellow human beings. Another barrier is the name, or inherent nature, that labels people as different. In fact, these are just the outer shell of mankind. Nonetheless, people seem passionate about this so-called shell. They are not interested in discarding it. A Thai finds it hard to love a Burmese. Likewise, a German, a Jew. And why is this, if not simply because he is a Jew? One word is enough to put one into hatred. We all behave according to the denomination of our shells, and not as beings who belong to the world. Wherever we go, we carry along this baggage of our imaginary shells. That is why people get angry easily with one another, kill easily, and commit brutality easily, as if their adversaries were not human. Who on earth can save humanity and shed light for the people to see the roots of the anger, hatred, resentment, and violence inherent in their way of thinking and arrogance? Anger management tips in this letter may sound a bit too serious compared with the preceding ones, so I would like to lighten up by citing a poem I wrote as a gift for one of my very good friends, who is a Roman Catholic leader from Italy, when he was visiting Thailand, after which he invited me to visit his religious network in return. This was what I wrote. If only you were an eagle, hovering freely in the air above, in the sky with a seemingly endless horizon. If you were to cast a look down upon the earth below, all of the truth would appear to you clear as daylight. Earth, water, mountains, streams, islands, beaches, oceans, flora and fauna, and all. East, West, Europe, Africa, Australia, Asia, Thailand, America, Palestine, Iraq, Afghanistan, North Korea, etc. Palaces, mansions, cottages, shacks, and sheds, including settlements in slum or high up the hills. All life forms are one entity. Only one thing places us apart into segregation by nomenclature. The names we give to all things, only if we forget the names we give them. All of us, including all life on earth, can live and coexist peacefully. The tears of Buddhists, Christians, and Muslims are but one kind of body fluid, of salty brine. The blood of Thais, Taras, rich and poor sufferers. It's the same bread, nevertheless. So what is it that breeds anger and rancor in all of us, if not for our own delusional attachment to the name we give? Your T-shirt.